from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who once again says it's time to kiss your shoulders. Kiss your shoulder for me. I'm going to do it live, listeners. It's a podcast that encourages you as you... that has trouble speaking and encourages you to kiss your shoulders in whatever way you wish. Because it's time for... Why doesn't that make any sense? Well, I'm not sure, but I know what one thing I'm sure of, it's time for the podcast to put you to sleep. It's time for Sleep With Me. And if I could just have your attention for a few minutes, or remember tomorrow when your hand hits the fridge, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com to check out tonight's sponsors. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener of Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it. I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me. Think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach, I sleep on my side, I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.
By the way, if you're listening, the Alice Isn't Dead book comes out October 30th, 2018, but you can pre-order it now, and it's a huge way to support the book and the author, Joseph Fink. So get over to wherever you purchase your books and pre-order it, and be ready October 30th, 2018. You'll be ready to read Alice Isn't on the Big Farm in the Sky, or the proper title, in book form. Sleep With Me is also made possible by the hard work of Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who does our theme music and edits some episodes. Carl W., who edits episodes. Jonathan Mann is on our lullabies. You can commission a song for him, whatever event you're in your life you're looking for. Song.jonathanmann.net. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer are on our artwork. The team at Astound is on our website. Everyone over at Night Vale Presents, and I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter. Also, listeners have their own Facebook group, and I want to thank the moderators. Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Keith, Julian, Jennifer. And I believe that's it. What do you say we keep the show going? Or let's get on with the show. Whichever one I'm supposed to say there, I just said it both, because it's time for me to get mixed up. Are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it's bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, weather, travel, work schedules, whatever it is, I'm here to help. I'm going to try to take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'm going to try to take your mind off that. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents, extra stuff, distractions, all the ums and ahs you could handle. Pregnant bosses, pregnant with ums and ahs. Which stork brings those? I'd say I'd like to spend some time. Scooch, are you hiring anyone? Well, I'm in a worldwide search, actually. Oh, worldwide talent search? Yeah, kind of. I'm trying to find the stork that brings ums and ahs. The stork that, here's the thing. Too late. I already answered the question. Said I'd never seen a pregnant bird before. And then literally a part of my brain that actually was paying attention at school, like did the thing where it palms its own forehead. It's kind of like I don't know. I guess I've just pulled a Carl Pilkington or something, but anyway, where was I? Oh, it's a podcast to put you to sleep. I'm going to try to create a safe place and keep you company while you drift off into dreamland to distract you from whatever's keeping you awake. If you're new, here's the structure of the show and kind of thing. The first couple of times that you listen to the show, it's going to be a bit different. So give it a few tries to see if it works for you. Your first instinct might be to try to figure it out or to follow it. And that's fine, but try to do it with the loosest grip you can. Because you can see that my mind is sieve-like or sieve-like. And yeah, not everything makes sense here. Never did, you know, for me, this is all does make sense in some strange way. And that's a good thing. It makes sense in a strange way to help you ideally drift off to sleep. Structurally, show starts off with a few minutes of business. It's how we keep the show and the archives free and coming out on a consistent quality basis. Yeah, there's also a little business between the intro and the story. You can find out all about who supports the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com. Then we have an intro, which we're about 3 minutes into. Usually the intro is around 12 to 14 to 18 to 20 to 11 minutes. Possibly sometimes 15 or 14, yes, and 17. Sorry, 17. Did not mean to pick you last or any of those numbers that did not get picked. I love you all because I think all the intros have been all of those, all of the above. So the intro is kind of like a show within a show where I kind of try to explain to the new listener the concept of the podcast, create a safe place for everybody, new or regular, a big welcome space where everybody feels included. But the thing is, the intro doesn't always, it's where I try to make, explain the show and make some sense in you say, well, he tried to explain the show once again. And it's like, this is the only podcast where if I could give myself a trophy, it'd be a participation trophy. Is that what they're called? And I say, well, I try once again, episode 700, whatever, tried to explain the podcast and got close. So that's the intro. Some people use it while they're brushing their teeth, while they're getting ready for bed, while they're prepping their pillows or climbing in. Some people sleep during it. A small percentage of listeners skip the intro. It kind of sets the mood, which is me goofing around and being in the pod. Like, who was another word we needed to take back is inept. I'm a little bit inept. I think that would be a good hook for hip hop. Hey, Drake, you, once again, you never get it. How about working inept into a hook of one of your songs? I think that I'm not saying you're inept. We don't need any feuds here. And sleep with me, Drake. It's I save the subtext. When I talk to you, I don't use subtext. I'm serious. I think that's a catchy, it could be a catchy word in your hands. Anyway, okay, Drake, I was imagining, it's the worst when someone you're imagining you're talking to hangs up. Okay, so that's the intro of the show, about, it's a show within a show to set the mood. I think I said that. Then we'll have the episode proper, that's about 45 minutes, and then the thank yous. And tonight, we'll be talking about another amazing Night Vale Presents show on its third season, a show that I've recently done a deep dive on. Alice is not living on the big farm, I'll talk about it a little bit at the top of the story part. And it's a beautiful series, and I think it's a thrilling, thrilling podcast to listen to. So I wouldn't suggest listening to it to go to sleep. I would suggest listening to it in a time when you really want to enjoy it. But there is something that Alice is currently on the big farm in the sky that I think the show, like I say, well, how is it similar to Sleep With Me? And then I laugh. But I do say there is some similarities. But one parallel is that a lot of it takes place on the road. Or maybe, oh, no, I guess, yeah, I guess depending on how you define on the road, like a road trip or traveling. And it does, like I was thinking, you know, there's like a, when you're on the road or you're taking a road trip or a family trip, whether you're taking a memory of a trip or you're, I guess, like when you're on a road trip, let's be efficient with our language, Scoots. There's always a mood, right? And the mood can change from moment to moment. And I guess there's more than a mood. It's something much more than that, but that's the only word I can think of in my brain right now. And Alice really, really captures, a spectrum of moods from a road trip. And this podcast
is a bit like the part of the road trip where you're looking at the window, like the part of the road trip where you're not like, well, for me, I guess I'll talk about the driving part. But if you're a passenger and you're looking out the window and you're observing things, actually, that is a parallel between Alice and Sleep With Me. It's like you're looking at stuff. You're looking at the environment. And I mean, I guess like the difference between looking out the window in Alice or being on the journeys of Alice and the heroine of the podcast. I'm also trying to figure out a way to talk about this without spoiling it all. But I think here's the thing. I might as well say this. Do yourself a favor. Check out Alice. You should probably binge the first two seasons and then get caught up on season three. Alice and a lot of Night Vale Presents podcasts are the kind of podcasts that you could listen to episodes two or three times and discover new layers of nuance and detail. And I've been lucky to be able to do that as I've been working on this episode. So Sleep With Me is a bit like a road trip where someone is just kind of staring out the window and the car is warm and I'm gently narrating, saying, oh, there's some blades of grass there. They're a little bit too far for me to see. So I don't know if they're actually, I guess I'm overspeaking that it's a blade of grass. I'm just seeing grass, I guess more of shades of grass or blurs, grass blurs. I'm seeing grass through the glass. So it's a little bit like a road trip with Sleep With Me, where Alice, I don't know, I guess I'm trying to explain something that has a great meaning to me, both the podcast, Alice, making Sleep With Me, and my experiences driving and road trips in my current life and as a kid and as a younger adult. I think you know what I mean. There's places you could always return to, at least in your mind, whether it's like a rest stop you used to go to, or a certain field you passed by. And sometimes even the audio you were listening to, whether it was a music or a podcast or a radio show, is inherently connected, almost like it's ground into the asphalt. The temperature, the weather, what you were hearing, what you were feeling, even who you were at the time. And it's strange, you see, when you drive past that spot again, there's whispers of that moment there. And maybe sometimes they're even louder than a whisper. You say, well, I can't, you know, every time I take this right turn, I think of this. Or every time I drive down this road, sometimes maybe it's like the first time. It's just interesting how these literal pathways get linked to the pathways in our brain, but also they can be used in storytelling, like in Alice. And then layered as a part of the story, as a part of the theater of the mind to draw you in and to catch your attention. In the case of Alice, where the difference of Sleep With Me is, it's kind of like when I was talking about the grass earlier. Say, and then there's some trees, and I'm pretty sure there's a creek over there. But it could be a river. It could be a stream. I'm not 100% positive there on what to call it, and now I can't see it anymore. Now all I see is a bunch of trees. And then also, this is something I get curious about, and I don't know if anybody else does this. When you are on a road with a lot of trees on both sides, and I guess I have an apology to make to trees, I'm always making an assumption. So A-double-S out of you and me trees, because they always say, well, it must be a thick forest, when in some sense the trees could only be like four trees deep. And maybe I'm diminishing those trees' feelings. I don't know. So a public apology to trees. But I guess the thing is that art like Alice podcast really has the ability to take these archetypal things, these experiences we all share in different ways, and to add me even more to it and to use it to deliver something cool and fresh to you. And this show is just kind of like somebody talking, but it is nice when those times when you are in the car and you're comfortable and you're warm and you do have the opportunity to just kind of get, like, where there's no pressure, you know, got to drive, the person driving, maybe I'm Scoots, maybe I'm driving, let me drive tonight, while you drift off in a dreamland, and you're warm in the car. Maybe I have a piece of weed in my, you know, in my teeth just because that's what's in my mind right now. And I'm narrating about the grass and the streams. And tonight I'll be talking about Alice is not on the big farm at all. A little bit and having some fun visiting some aspects of that show. All while you drift off into dreamland. Good night.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, everybody, tonight I'm going to be running through season one of Alice is Not Living on the Big Farm in the Sky, which is the Sleep With Me version of a wonderful podcast by Joseph Fink here on Night Vale Presents. By the way, if you're listening, the Alice Isn't Dead book comes out October 30th, 2018. But you can pre-order it now, and it's a huge way to support the book and the author, Joseph Fink. So get over to wherever you purchase your books and pre-order it, and be ready October 30th, 2018. You'll be ready to read Alice Isn't on the Big Farm in the Sky, or the proper title, in book form. But in podcasting form, season one features the acting talents of Jessica Nicole, and the music featured throughout the podcast, including the theme music, is by Disparition. And tonight I'm just going to offer some kind of images and fragments that kind of stuck with me from season one in a very familiar structure. And everything, of course, will be filtered through the old Sleep With Me podcast Sleepy Filter, with all the sleep dust I can add and creaky meanders. But if you're a podcast fan, don't sleep on this podcast. It is thrilling, and it just features so much imagery and moments, and it's a wonderful story. But there's just so much deeper stuff there. And it really is a theater of the mind.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but season three is just getting started when I'm recording this. And you could catch up and listen to season one and season two. This will more offer you, you could listen to this before or after season one, because this is obviously the Creaky Meanders version. But really, if you haven't checked out the podcast, the links will be in the show notes. It's here on Night Vale Presents. And without further ado, I want you to settle in and start to settle into your bed and kind of feel the gentle presence of your pillows and your blankets or the room and the air around you as you're getting closer to my door. And I'm opening my door and greeting you with a smile. Hey, come on in. It's so good to see you. I'm so glad you're here. I definitely needed your help, so I'm glad you're coming over. And, yeah, if you say, Scooch, you may look a little nervous and sweaty. I say, well, yeah, don't worry, I'll turn the fan on. I'm not sure if my sweat is related to that or if it's... It's something else. I mean, and that's why you're over here, is to help me with this brunch and planning this brunch. And that's all we're really going to cover and talk about at all, is this brunch I'm planning. And yeah, I know, you know, I was telling you, I used to have such great brunches with my friends, Keisha and Alice, and you were saying who? And I said, my brunch mates. And we used to have these great brunches. But then when you said that to me, it was like almost like I forgot who I said. Who did I say? And I said, was that a dream, or did I used to have brunch all the time with them? And you said, well, maybe it'll cheer you up to plan another brunch. And I said, who or whom? Would I rather plan a brunch with you? One seasonal brunch. And I know you're getting ready to go on a road trip, so I thought it would be perfect timing to have the brunch. Oh, no, that was your idea, too. Maybe I'm still in a dream. But you said omelets, and I said, okay. You said, is that foreshadowing the omelets? And you said, yeah, foreshadowing of a great brunch. And I said, right as rain. And then I was thinking, since you were going on a road trip, maybe we should have like omelets styled, like diner style omelets. And then you said, what about a diner inside a gas station? And I said, holy road trip memories. I could see it on the side of the road. The parking lot going way back in the windows of the diner past the gas pumps and the pitted gravel of the truck stop. And why do they call it truck stops when it's an everybody stop? Do you ever think about that? I mean, I don't think they could call it everybody stops. What I mean by that, I'm not quibbling. I'm saying at one point, was it a truck only stop? And then sometimes, you know, depending on the rule, you say, well, maybe it's best that it is truck only stop. But this one, I can see the diner. I can see the windows. I could smell the omelets and the hash browns. Yeah, but let's not get carried away. You know, I could picture the trucks and the truckers, like they're riding on high horses above us. And I guess you could say that truckers are the authority figures of truck stops. Oh, no, they're not. The manager of the truck stop is the authority. Well, I mean, now you're quibbling. I say symbolically, because if everyone could be a citizen of a truck stop or a guest. Okay, so you're saying citizens versus guests. Okay, well, I was thinking more high up, like almost like an earthen tower. Those would be, do wizards live in earthen tower, like in the myths? So the truckers, would they be the wizards of... some truckers would be wizards and other truckers. Okay, you're right. We're getting off topic of the brunch. So we're going to have omelets. So we should figure that out. You know, it's strange planning a brunch for you as a prize for you, but you can invite guests because I have great ideas for a road trip themed brunch, which would be travel size. instead of party favors, like, you know what I mean? We could have a little travel size deodorant, travel size stuff at everybody's place settings, I think they're called. So, like, don't you think that would be cute and useful for you? Though I've heard that it says, well, you're just going to bring your regular size stuff with you because it's already kind of travel sized. And yeah, we're only going to plan and talk about this brunch, not how much I'm going to miss you on this road trip. I don't want to, that'll be subtextual. Anything else will be subtextual. Our friendship, is a friendship our pretext or our subtext? Because we love texting each other, like, especially those, I know I don't text back exactly fast. How come we don't use stickers? I never learned how to use that. I know how to use emojis, but I haven't, okay, right, the brunch. So how many dozen eggs do you think we could use? And why, why do eggs come in a dozen? I'm sure there's a historical reason or something. I'm over talking because I do have some resistance to your road trip, just because I'm not coming. I guess I have some jealousy of you getting to be out on the road. And that's why I have a nice brunch for you. Also, I think we should have fruit, ripe fruit. I know, like, the ripest fruit that I associate with brunch is for a smell. I mean, I like ripe bananas, but I was thinking of cantaloupes and maybe honeydew. Because I usually think of that with brunch. I think maybe my dad, he likes cantaloupes, but that has that ripe smell. But it doesn't always, like, maybe you scoop your own cantaloupe. What do you think about that? Has that ever been a thing? Ball your own melons. And because another thing I was thinking about the cantaloupe, now this might be a stretch, is that the cantaloupe usually has empty space in the middle. And I was thinking about the empty spaces on the road, and when you're on the road, out on a road trip, a lot of times you're just in between. I was thinking about that, because I said, well, are you there on the road, or are you there in between the empty spaces? So maybe maybe that could just be between me and you, the empty space in the melon. And also the empty look people would give when I say, well, it's a scoop your own melon. They say, well, how are we supposed to eat this? I say, wash your hands and start scooping. Oh, another thing I was thinking that this is something I wish I learned is when I was thinking about the empty space, I was thinking about space out there, the night sky, and how that is empty space. I think this came up on a brunch I had with my two friends a long time ago. Can't remember. Did I say who they were, whom they were? Chipmunk or something. Is there empty space in space, or is it full of dark matter? Had they made a decision on that? And also, what was the final decision on Pluto? Because I keep forgetting. Because I thought they made a decision. They said, nope, planetoid. And then they made a decision. Well, planet. And I always forget is it final? I mean, I'm tired. Like, I think of all or nothing. I say, why do we have to have all or nothing in space? Planetoid is kind of, I guess it is a nuance. It's planet and an, okay, well, you got me there. But I was just thinking about that dark matter. And maybe the road in between, and the road trip in between places is full of dark matter too. Even when it's light out, could we get a scientist to confirm that? Here's another question. This doesn't have, I guess we could, this could be something at our brunch, is quarks. Does that have anything to do with dark matter? I mean, that sounds like something you'd have on the side. What is that? Well, that's some quarks, kind of like a scone, but not as dry, maybe. Do you think you could come up with something like that? Oh, maybe we could call the melon balls quarks. I don't know. I can see people objecting to that. Like, how about we try to do it as a metaphor? Like, you can only see the stars because of darkness. You can only see the balls, like something like that. Maybe you could think about that, how to, make balling your own melons a metaphor for the night sky. I think one of my friends called it, like, shadows against the void. Isn't that deep? Would the stars create, I guess I don't know. Like a shadow puppet, I was thinking more of. Another thing that we could say about the omelet is, like, if we're going to write up fancy cards for your brunch, it does sound like you're going to be doing a lot of work for your brunch. You're friends with me, so you know, I'm better at supplying the ideas than I'm good at the, I can cook. I'm not good at the prep work, but I'm good at the work after the prep work before whatever's before prep, the plan. And yeah, the paperwork. Yeah. I call that crumble work. They could go and recycle. But I was thinking for the omelets, we'd say, instead of calling it an omelet, we'd call it eggs in a something in the tender embrace of eggs. Like Denver, whatever's in the Denver one. You'd say bell peppers in the tender embrace of fluffy eggs. I know I've got this whole space road thing going, but they kind of think of, since I can't have those mimosa things, I don't know if you want those, but you could put those berries in there, and berries dissipated. I was thinking that's a nice one. And then if those are bottomless, you could think like a space bottomless, even though it goes up, is it bottomless? And then I had the word thistle in my brain. Kind of felt like a thistle in my brain. And then I was thinking whistle. And then I was thinking missile, but not like, then I was like, is a thistle on a missile? Like when I used to go to church with my family, those are missiles. Isn't it weird that that word is used in two different ways? Pretty contrasting. And I thought of a joke. I don't know why I'm thinking of the jokes. I know I should be planning this brunch, but I said, does a missile shoot faith into you at rocket speed? I don't know. I was just taking notes for our brunch. The problem is, yeah, I couldn't, like, yeah. Okay, I'll focus. So eggs and omelets. And you're saying no mimosas. Thank you. Because I don't mind it. But that'd be better off. I mean, I don't mind if people enjoy it. Planning around it, I was thinking of, we could also do a tiki theme, because I know you like kind of tiki stuff, and you're also going to be, when I was looking at your road trip, I was thinking, are there trade winds on the road? Because you go in the sky, there's the jet stream, you go out on the ocean, and there's trade winds. I wonder if truckers talk about trade winds. And having a trade wind at your back, as opposed to going, I know if you go into it, it's called a headwind, but it made me think of that tiki theme. And then I was thinking about a tiki motel versus a hotel versus a Holiday Inn. You know how they say that hotel, motel, Holiday Inn? And I never analyzed the lyrics until now, but I was thinking, a good question, is a Holiday Inn a hotel or a motel? And I guess it kind of depends, because how do you define that? Rooms outside or inside hallway or outside hallway? Is it that simple? And then at one time they had those motor lodges, which were motel. I guess it's a motel and motor lodge is not short for one another. But maybe with a tiki theme, we could eat outside on like a patio. And when I think about my old brunches with my old brunch, I guess they're brunch partners. They were partners, but I was their partner in brunch, PIB. I think that's what we could call it, partners in brunch. Maybe we could start a club, the PIB Club. And you, first rule of PIB Club is you can drink Mr. PIB at brunch, which I don't think goes with brunch always. Probably would go well, but I was thinking about my friends because they loved road trips too. And
I was always thinking about them kind of in a forlorn way because they could, like, they didn't go on that many road trips together. And I was like, are there two types of road trips? Those with someone and those people looking for someone? Because I kind of feel like if you really want to get subtextual, sometimes when I'm on a road trip, I like to be by myself. But you could say, you know, we're friends. You could say, well, Scoots, aren't you really looking for someone? And I say, well, whom shall I find? Am I looking for someone internally or externally? Because I guess maybe you're all, or there's, so that's one kind. Yeah, you could pick apart the layers however you want. But then there's people that are on road trips and they're together. And, you know, one person's feet are up on the dashboard and you're making your rules around the music and all those kind of things. That's a different road trip. And I was also thinking about talismans because one of my favorite podcast quotes from script notes that I heard is the talismans we cling to. Yeah, but how they kind of help us provide, it's a way of hope. Is it a symbol that brings us hope or, you know what I mean? I get, you're right. Focus on the brunch. Okay. Yeah, it is kind of like we're visiting, when you're with me and we're trying to talk about one topic, it's kind of like visiting a town two or three times in a row. Like you visit me once, I'm talking about the omelets. You could go wash your hands and use the restroom or use the restroom, wash your hands and come back. And I'm talking about outer space, but I'm still kind of talking about the brunch. I think a lot of people wonder when they're with me, is this a daydream or dream? I just want to make this a nice brunch for you because of your road trip. Okay. And I was thinking about music, because a couple, like we could have road trip-themed music, but maybe in a subtler way. But I only have one song on here. It's Indigo Girls, Get Out the Maps, or Get Out the Map. Yeah, you're right. I think that should be the first song, but maybe we should play it when every person arrives. We give them a map or something. And maybe everybody, you know what I was thinking, everybody could give you prepaid debit cards for your trip. And then I said, well, why don't they just give you money or, you know, Venmo it or something? Cause they said, well, prepaid debit cards, I don't know why I was thinking about that at all. And I also think it'd be nice for the potatoes if we have Boise, Idaho potatoes, because then it just, it, like I said, in the menu, however we do the potatoes, which we've talked about, I can't do breakfast potatoes. I can eat them, but I've never successfully, here's what I've tried, frozen hash browns of all sorts, frozen home fries, I've tried from scratch. And I've tried, you know, shredding, cubing, baking, frying. And I just can't make, I say, well, let's just go to a diner. The only thing I haven't tried is blanching first. Because then I say, well, then I might as well just go to, if I have to blanch something and then cook it, I'd rather, or whatever, parboil. I know I'm going in circles. I keep returning and returning. The trade wind keeps bringing me back to the same point, which is why I brought up in the first place was the tiki theme in the drink, because I said, I was hoping you would say no to the mimosas. So I was thinking we could have a pineapple drink, for a tiki, and I could say, and then when we raise it, we'd say, let the trade winds be at your back. And then I would also argue, we say, you know, when and let them shift to return you back to us. I still have to write the speech I'm going to give. And I had a good drink once. It had pineapple, guava, and something else. So give me a minute to try to remember. But we could do pineapple, guava, and I don't know. Here's another thing that comes up about road trips, and I was thinking about truck drivers, is... do they eat every meal at a truck stop? And I mean, generally, I mean, not at a truck stop, but at a, like, because you can't bring, like, if you're on a 3-day trip or something,
you have to eat out every meal except for like the first two, or you really have to pre-plan. You know, I say that's rough. Another thing I think as far as the seating, here's a crazy idea, and I don't know where it came from, is when the people come, after we give them, before we give them their map, I say, welcome to this special brunch that I can't, you know, I'm not sure that I think I'm having as they send someone off on a journey. But for seating, we'll have two sides of the table, a bay side and a creek side. Oh, I didn't even think about the bay side high. Now you really took me off topic. Well, here's what we'd ask. Let's pretend you just arrived at your own brunch, but you're a guest. Are you a bay person? Hey, welcome to the special brunch. Partner in brunch today. I was wondering, before we seat you, are you a bay person or a creek person? Maybe we'll have a quicker way to make them make a choice, because if they dawdle, or maybe we could have just a picture of a bay and a picture of a creek, equally beautiful, and they pick one. Then we give them a map, which is really where they sit. Then we sing a few bars of Get Out the Map or play it, and they dance to their seat or, you know, journey to their seat like they're on a road trip. Can you imagine being on a road trip with the Indigo Girls? I mean, I guess that's kind of their job. And they say, you know, their crew. And the rest of the backing band, they say, well, yeah, that's what I do for a living. I'm on a road trip with the Indigo Girls. We call it tour. Okay, so you'd say, which are you a bay person or a creek person? If people say both, I will kiss them on both cheeks and then randomly assign them a seat. Everybody will probably say that. Okay, well, that's good. Okay, I won't kiss anybody on their cheeks. After the brunch, once they get to know me. Okay, that sounds good. You know, I guess it's silly for me to be worried about your brunch and overthinking it. I mean, sometimes I just, I get fixated on silly things. Also, when I think of Bay and Creek, then I think of Old Bay. Is that a seasoning or a seasoned salt? And how come did Susie sell seasoned salt by the seashore? Susie shakes a seasoned salt by the seashore. We should have everyone on the bay side will have to say that. We'll have a tongue twister for both sides of the table, maybe. The creek one, creek's another good one. Like, I don't know any off the top of my head, any sea-based, I guess the bay would be sea-based, but, you know, letter sea-based tongue twisters. But maybe we could think of one. I mean, I have creaky dulcet tones, is it a seasoned salt? Because we could put that in the omelet. Old Bay nestled in the gentle embrace of fluffy eggs. Here's something else I was thinking about. As far as the music choices, I started thinking about music, and I said, I get Kansas, Chicago, and Boston all mixed up. I mean, I could kind of picture, well, even when I start to picture album covers, I say, is that Kansas, Chicago, or Boston? And I say, I wonder if there's other bands with place names that I'm forgetting, which it probably is. And then I was thinking about napkins and paper products, because I know you're very, like, we could have cloth napkins or paper napkins. But I had an idea if we did have paper napkins. But I know for me, yeah, I'm fine with napkins. I don't know why I say, well, napkins are okay. Paper towels just seem luxurious to me. I do buy them sometimes. Yes, you're funny. I do need them all of the time. I mean, I should have a paper towel dispenser on my shoulder like a parrot, except it would probably, I would run into a lot of things. But yeah, I do have a lot of quicker picker-uppering to do.
Yeah, I could use truckloads and truckloads of paper towels, without a doubt. Another thing about being on your trip is McDonald's. Those are always good places to stop, you know. Because you can always pretend, like, what I usually do is, if I'm not planning on going there, but I'm planning on going there, I always look at the menu, and you put your thumb and your index finger on your chin, and then you put your index finger on your lips, and then you nod, and then you get going. Speaking of which, I just forgot, and this is probably the best time to bring it up, but it was for the drink. It's pineapple, orange, and guava juice, like using all those together. And we could put some ice in there. That'd be nice. We could buy some of the stuff at, should we go to Target? When did they start calling Target Target? Or is that just, am I the only one that does it? I am the only person, you know, that still shouts, I'm a Maxinista. Well, I mean, I am sometimes. Usually, I mean, actually, I had trying to think of the last thing I bought there. Oh, yeah, the shirt with the pretzels on it. You're right. So I guess I still am a Maxinista. But you just say, I'm a Target shopper. I guess it's different. It doesn't have the same ring. But was that a commercial when people would say Target Boutique? Is that stuck in my ears for some reason? I don't know. I feel like I'm smelling that ripe fruit again. I'm thinking about the melon balling. And maybe some sea salt. Have you ever had sea salt on a melon? Think about listening to the song Down by the Seaside. Seashells. Oh, what do we say? Old Bay seasoning. By the seashore, sprinkles is seasoning by the seashore. You know, this isn't a road trip memory, but it's a memory. It's like, remember there used to be popcorn stores? Do you ever remember that? In malls and not in malls. Yeah, like stores that sold popcorn. It was before your time. I think it was maybe it's only in my dreams. There was a store, and the only thing they sold was popcorn. Different kinds of popcorn. And, yeah, caramel corn was probably their top seller, but they would also have a pink one. And this was actually before kettle corn, I do believe. So I don't know if kettle corn put the popcorn stores out of business or common sense. Or just rent, or maybe there was a peak popcorn. Was it? I don't think that was peak. The microwave. Maybe that's what put it out of. I can remember at the Landmark Theater. I think not in the theater, but in its like a retail section was a popcorn store. What do you think about having popcorn at brunch? Okay. So could we call that the BKE era, before kettle corn era? We could be on a kettle corn-based calendar. Oh, if I did my research, I'd probably be surprised about kettle corn. It probably would be. It was a surprise to me. It didn't feel like it came. I mean, maybe I was just, was I just not paying attention, or did kettle corn just become a thing overnight? And isn't that something to think about on your road trip? Say, well, is it so empty between these places? As empty as the empty kettle of kettle corn feels? What do you think? What about a computer like with Windows XP? I don't know. When I think of lonely things, I think of Windows XP. I don't know why. It just, the other one, 2000. That one's probably pretty lonely. I think more than lonely. Okay, well, here's a couple other people I remember. Is my friend Joseph. He loves to make dough and bread for his wife. His wife, Meg, and they can picture his hands in the dough. Making this silky hole. What do they call that? Kneading. You talk about if there's ever a reboot of that Patrick Swayze Demi Moore film, yeah, that Whoopi was in. Oh boy, I love Whoopi. They could be a bread making instead of pottery. They were also, yeah, so you think about, him and his needing, he was needing love, but in a different way, like, you know what I mean? It was like providing, like K needing love instead of N needing love. So I think we should have bread, but I guess here's the thing with my vulnerability issues. We could have no need bread, because then I wouldn't have to, like, then I wouldn't have to think about your road trip. I'd say, well, there's no need, you'll have the trade winds and we'll have no need bread, because we know you're going to be on a great, great road trip. That's why we're having this brunch to celebrate, yippee-yay. I remember my partners in brunch, who was it, Chipmunk, what was her name? I think she used to joke about wild cows and Jack Cheese, and talk about the Denny's always being open. No matter how time passes, and as things age, I guess this was a dream. She'd say the Denny's is open for it all. And then I would say, it's very deep and also correct. Like, what is the Denny's witnessed? Like eons and eons of time in the store and around it. When you get out on the road, are you going to use cruise control? Like, do you use cruise control? Really? I always found it confusing because it says ACC or DCC, resume, and everything does two things. It's like a resume or set and accelerate and decelerate, but it only says ACC, DCC or whatever. I guess a road trip is the best time for cruise control. But I don't know if any politicians or anything has ever said, well, cruise control is just training for cruise control. Do you think, you're right, that would be a good movie if it was about Tom Cruise, cruise control. It could be, maybe we could pitch that, Tom Cruise's assistant. Tom Cruise would have to be in it as Tom Cruise. But at least there's a good title, Cruise Control. I mean, yeah, you could do it like, what about Craig Mazin and Ted when he got to his freshman year dorm and Ted Cruz was his roommate? That's a different kind of cruise control. I guess that could be actually a movie too, Cruise Control. Maybe he already mentioned it. That's what I'm thinking of it. But the funny thing is now they have adaptive cruise control. And I would like to go to a garage and just say, can you install that right in my, my emotional center? Could you put some adaptive cruise control in there for me, please? Okay, right back to the brunch planning. So I was thinking, okay, so we need ice for the drinks. POG, that's what I had. Pomegranate, no. Not pomegranate, the other one, pineapple, orange, guava. And then I was thinking, and I don't know why, this is definitely from a dream, but I was picturing the napkins, like a white regular Viva napkin. And then we put on black Sharpie, hungry, right on the napkin. Why? I don't know. It's just something, it's just an image I have, hungry. Because then when you get to brunch and then by the time you look at your napkin, you say, oh yeah, I am hungry for brunch, hungry for a brunch or my friends, my partners in brunch. Do you think I used to brunch with a chipmunk named Chanterelle or a mushroom named Chipmunk? Or am I, I don't know. I know. How do you feel about mushrooms in your omelet? I wonder what the weather's going to be like that day, because you think about heat and humidity, if we're going to have to brunch outside. And you know, when you think about heat and humidity, you never remember the reality of it. It's kind of like, it's not going to be that bad. And then when you get out there, you're like, oh, man. But then if you leave the heat and humidity, you kind of forget about it again. How come that's so easy to forget? And do you ever think about how, remember I was saying, I don't know, maybe the idea for the
is the napkin comes from like billboards and that being a one-sided conversation. And I know you say sometimes conversations with me can feel one-sided. Do you still feel that way? Oh, yeah, well, I understand why. Anyway, what if instead of ice in the drinks, we make POG shaved ice drinks? And then if it's heat, and if there's heat and humidity, the drink will melt, but then it'll be kind of watery. We could have shaved ice for dessert. Probably not shaved ice at brunch. Okay, it's your brunch. Here's something we could do to seat people instead of the Bay and Creek idea is we could ask them if they prefer to stay at Hampton Inns or Fairfield Inns. You think, I can kind of picture, I guess I can picture the sign, but it looks the same. You're right. So, okay, that's not a good way to seat guests. We couldn't say Hampton Inn or Fairfield Inn. Yeah, maybe if there was a free stay involved, but probably not. Yeah, I'm trying to be a responsible adult. That's why I'm trying to help me plan this goodbye brunch for you before your big trip. And I know we've been anxiety partners. I don't know if we're, you know, like, I guess we could say PIAs, partners in brunch or partners in anxiety. Here's another great piece of news I just got via text. We don't have to worry about the music. I have a friend, and he's a little bit like a character on The Good Place, but a little bit more reliable, barely. His name is DJ Rob Dog. And his catchphrase, he's really good for tiki parties because he says he plays all the hits with all the floral notes. And he drops herbaceous beats. Oh, that just means he smokes before he comes. He's really good. And he even does a tribute to DJ Music. So I think that'll be fun. Let me take a look at my list here. I wanted to clear this with you. I was thinking we could get a kiddie pool, or we could just do it is to drench everyone in heather oil. Oh, because it's great for, what is it good for? I don't know. I think I watched a TV commercial where they said, don't forget the heather oil, family friendly. Take it on this year's road trip. Heather oil, great on the road. Don't regret it. Cover your whole family in heather oil. Does that sound like a, I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just talking. I guess I'm going to miss you when you're on this trip. So I guess I'm just talking. I'm not talking to fill the empty space. I don't know. I feel like that's important. It was like an important commercial that I watched. And it had a whole musical thing. And then at the end, though, instead of like the company, it was just a symbol, the link symbol from Zelda, like on the screen. And then a smiling thumbs up. Then Link, I think, doing smiling thumbs up. Or is it Zelda? I remember this was on Twitter 6 months ago. Is it Zelda or is it Link? And it's The Legend of Zelda. So it's a Link. I guess I don't want to think about it too much. But maybe we could put that, maybe we could dip the napkins in heather oil. Oh, no, you're right. That wouldn't do any good. Also, I got you a gift, which is a lunchbox. And it's actually a prototype lunchbox because I think lunchboxes are going to come back. You know, right now they're decorative or nostalgic and everyone has lunch bags. And they're insulated, yeah, but they're soft. And when you're clumsy like me, or you have a clumsy friend like me, having a lunchbox isn't nice. And lunchboxes are a little bit more expressive, right? And I'm thinking of the metal ones, or that's what I built your prototype out of. I lined it with the inside of a lunch bag. I glued it on the inside. I did want to see if I could have it vacuum sealed, because a lot of stuff says vacuum sealed for freshness, but I couldn't do that. Well, I'm not going to tell you what kind of lunchbox it is. It's a gift. It should be a surprise. Also, it's a prototype, so no, you'll like it. It's going to be something very special. You'll like it a lot. And if I were you, I'd buy stock in lunchboxes because they're coming back. I don't know who owns, I don't know if the lunchbox barons, they faded into the sunset. They probably wish they were covered in heather oil because they ended up, okay. Oh, here's when we're cooking for the brunch, can we do it in diner code, like short order cooks? Oh, what do I mean? Like, so let's say someone decides they don't want an omelet. They want their eggs a certain way. We'll call the eggs skylights. And you could say, like, two skylights broken, which you mean, like, eggs with the yolk broken. Or you could say two skylights upside down. You know, you could say, I don't know, upside down wet or upside down dry. That would be easier, you know, well done. Two skylights is sunny side up, right? So just two skylights. Okay, I think, why not headlights? I don't know, I was just thinking about skylights for some reason. What's it do? Like, what about a toad in the hole? I never remember. Isn't that like an egg and a piece of bread? So we could say, okay, let's just stick to egg orders. You're right. So two skylights, two broken skylights, two skylights upside down. Okay, I got it. I got it. It was my idea. You're right. I got it. Another thing I was pondering, because they say you're going to be out on the road, you're going to be seeing a lot of flags as you go from state to state. And from what, this was another thing that came up with my friends that I used to have brunch with. Alice.
All right, but this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get
and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepinmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.